I think that helps us in the verses, verse 14 down now, right?
Right.
Because I think we've established in chapter 3 and 4 that our place before God has nothing to do with works. And so to the law, the Lord has responded. He has fulfilled the law. We are dead to it, right? And so the apostle here says, verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Well, we know that answer, right? God forbid. And he says, don't you know that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. I think this is a nice verse that captures what Brother John has just presented to us. We have said the oppression of Satan has been too great. There was nothing that we could do to free ourselves from that. We could not do the works according to the law because, as Brother Amo pointed out, if the bar is 6'7" and you're 6'6", you can never attain to that. You can't add one cubit to your stature. If you are 1 foot 1 inch, you all fall short of the expectations, the standard of God. So how do we deal with this matter of the requirements of the law? We can't. The Lord Jesus has done this for us. And therefore, sin will have no more dominion over us. We are not under the law. We've been brought under grace. And now under grace, young people, every day are we saying, well, the grace of God has saved me. I have little or no responsibility to live up to the grace, unto the grace that we presently stand in. Do I live any old way? Do I take any old garbage in? God forbid. Because the reality of it is, you and I know that who we yield ourselves to, we are servants to that master. And we have a new master. And we have said this is a wonderful new master. Glorious master who has a great purpose for us, a great outcome for us in the future, but also on a daily basis. And so the apostle Paul is saying to us, listen, let's just not know these things intellectually that we have a new master. Let's live them out where every day we say to ourselves in the morning, you know, my old man is crucified. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
So we all have a past tense, every one of us. And these verses, what Tony has brought out, John has brought it to us there. There are the two masters quite clearly in verse 16 at the end, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But look at the wonder of verse 17, but God be thanked. Isn't that something? He's entering into thanksgiving and praise. God be thanked that you were the servants of sin. Past tense, no longer true. No longer true because I have been set free. Chains once bound me. I couldn't break them. I couldn't deal with sin. He was the master. But look at what it says. He says, but ye have obeyed from the heart. Oh, the heart. To get to the heart of the matter, the heart was what was the matter. The heart was bad, if we can see that. The heart was bad. The gospel came in, and I've been saved by the grace of God. And so he says there, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you, being then made free from sin. Ye became the servants of righteousness. What does a servant do? Excuse me?
He does what the master asks.
He does what he's told, doesn't he? A servant does what he's told. And this is a wonderful servitude here because we are not servants against our will. We are servants because we love him. I will serve thee because I love thee. This is the Christian life. What terrible bondage it was when one was serving Satan. Remember the Amalekite that was found out in the field, half dead? And he says, I fell sick, and my master has left me here to die. Well, this is not the kind of servitude that you and I are. We had it earlier. You can't baptize yourself. Anybody here baptize themselves? No. You submit to the authority of another. And we willingly said to the Lord Jesus, I want to be under your rule and authority. I want to live for you. I know you're there now, and I want to be here for you. So here's what it says, ye became. We weren't born that way by nature. We were born that way by the new birth, weren't we? You became the servants of righteousness. But now there's a principle. It is really the same in verse 19. It is the same kind of a principle. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of the weakness of your flesh. For as ye have yielded, this is what we once did. Once, as unsaved men and women, young people, we used to yield ourselves without even thinking. We yielded ourselves to Satan. As ye have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness and iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now. Now that the change has come, now that I've said, Lord, I want not only to own you as my Savior, not only to consider you a fire escape, that you've saved me from hell and you're taking me to the glory. That's not what it's about. I want to be your servant here on a daily basis. I want to live and walk for you in an unrighteous world where sin reigns. I want to be one that is here for your glory. Mm.